This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery in the Los Angeles area. Dr. Stevens is with us today to talk about the newest in breast implants, gummy bear breast implants. He is also founder of the Institute, one of the first Medi Spas in the country. Dr. Grant, always good to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I understand there's been a lot of talk about gummy bear breast implants, and I also understand that you did coin the phrase or the term gummy bear breast implants. What are they and what makes them different?
Well, the gummy bear breast implants are certainly the rage here ever since the company Sientra has been approved by our FDA. I started doing the original research on these implants as early as 2003. And we published our results here a few years ago, and the FDA approved the implants for American women. The difference in these implants is that they have a unique texture on the outside, and they also, the inside is silicone, but it's a semi-solid cohesive silicone, which means the implants can be shaped into various shapes if one wants a shaped implant. And also, it means that they stay intact. Should anything ever happen to the implant, they're not liquid, so they're not going to run around and leave the pocket. So there's an added security and confidence with the implant. Initially, I called them gel implants or like Jell-O implants, but that didn't seem to catch it. And so one day I saw a child eating a gummy bear candy, and I thought, well, that's better. So we named them the gummy bear breast implants, and we started a website, gummybearbreastimplants.com, where we answer a lot of these questions that people have about the unique qualities of these gummy bear breast implants.
And not to overlap, but what is the gummy bear breast implants made from that makes them different?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. They are made of silicone, so in that sense, they're the same molecule, but they're cured differently. They're handled differently such that they're more cohesive. To give you an idea, water can be a liquid or a gas or a solid in the form of ice, but it's still H2O. Well, silicone also could be liquid or it could be a semi-solid in just the way in which the silicone is treated. So these implants can literally be cut in half or a pie shape can be cut out of them and they remain intact. Whereas the older implants, if you cut one in half, the gel would go all over, the silicone would leak, and it was a liquid. Does that make sense?
That certainly is a great explanation on that question. Why do you think women prefer this to traditional implants?
Well, let's just start with the research and the studies. We had over 30 surgeons participate in the study, which I published here last year. And in that study, we were able to show superior performance of these implants, which is to say they had the lowest complication rate, the lowest instance of firmness or hardening of the breast, which is called capsular contractures. And frankly, there were over 5,000 pair of implants placed, and it was startling how much better these implants were than the traditional implants. Now, along with the performance improvement, which is good enough for me, but along with the performance improvement, there's also the peace of mind they afford people, the peace of mind that in the unlikely event that the implant should have a hole or a defect or rupture, in the unlikely event that it fails, we don't have to worry about this liquid silicone getting out because it's not liquid. It's a semi-solid. Does that make sense?
Also makes sense. Today we are with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery, located in Marina Del Rey, California, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Stevens, according to the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, in 2011, breast augmentation was the second highest plastic surgery demanded by women, and of 316,800 248 procedures performed, 69% were done with silicone implants as opposed to saline. Do you find that to be the case in your practice?
Actually, ours is closer to 100% silicone. We rarely do saline now. We do about 300 pair a year, and if I do 5 saline in a year, it's a high number. The silicone implants, these gummy bear breast implants, which, again, I've used since 2003, so I've used them for over 10 years, and they've been available to the public for a little over 2 years now from a company called Sientra, based out of Santa Barbara, California, and we've found that women prefer these over the saline because the saline feels, they feel like water balloons because, frankly, they are water balloons. They're just high-priced water balloons, and the breasts don't feel like water balloons. And naturally, and so a lot of women do not like the feel of the saline breast implants, and their partners don't like it either. The other thing is they deflate. They can get little pinholes in them, and the saline deflates, and then they have like a flat tire in their chest. The one other thing also with these gummy bears that we haven't gone over is the fact that they can be shaped into various teardrop shapes that are uniquely formed for the patient. There are three different styles of shaped teardrop implants, which Sientra makes. And these formed or shaped gummy bear breast implants can be tailored specifically for the woman's need based on her chest wall dimensions, her height, her weight, and so forth. So that's another exciting thing about the gummy bears.
And can it be used for women who have had breast cancer in the past?
Absolutely. That's another thing that's very exciting. They have implants, the Sientra breast implants, are a higher profile that can be used in women who have lost their breasts to cancer. So they are excellent, an excellent choice for people who have had breast cancer and have had either a lumpectomy or a radical or modified radical mastectomy, and they are undergoing breast reconstruction to rebuild the breast that had the breast cancer. And these gummy bears are a terrific option for these women.
And you've been involved for a long time about the issue of silicone implants. You claim that they are safe, and the uproar about them not being safe was junk science, even though some disputed that. Could you get into that just a little bit briefly?
I'd be happy to. We went through over a decade of a moratorium that was placed on American women and their plastic surgeons in such that, for the most part, they could not have silicone gel breast implants. There were some of us, like myself, who were able to continue the research. And all over the rest of the world, the people had the ability to have silicone gel breast implants. And what we found after this moratorium, that all the studies proved conclusively there was no association between silicone gel and the various problems that the opponents alleged there were. And the rest of the world continued using silicone gel breast implants, and very, very large studies out of Canada, out of Scandinavia, and out of the United States conclusively reveal that silicone gel breast implants are, in fact, safe. They do not cause autoimmune diseases. They do not cause the various things that the opponents said they were. It was pure junk science. And now, fortunately, American women have the same choice that other women around the world have. They can choose saline if they wish, but in fact, they're choosing silicone gel breast implants because they outperform the saline. They are safe. They look good. They feel good. They act like a natural breast.
Always helpful and great insight on plastic surgery and plastic surgery procedures, Dr. Stevens. If you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Marina plastic surgery and also on the gummy bear procedure as well?
Okay, I'd be happy to. We're located in Marina Del Rey, California, which is right by Los Angeles International Airport. Our web address is www.marinaplasticsurgery.com. And if you want information about gummy bear breast implants, we have a website called gummybearbreastimplants.com.
You can't get any easier than that. Dr. Stevens, always good to have you on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Likewise, certainly look forward to having you back with us as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and the founder of Marina Plastic Surgery, located in Marina Del Rey, California. And the websites of reference is marinaplasticsurgery.com as well as gummybearbreastimplants.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to, once again, eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.